Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Jonathan Goldman here on the Healing Sound Show at HealthyLife.net Radio, and it's going to be a great show today. Today is July 11th, Wednesday, 7-11. Probably something very lucky about those numbers, perhaps those chords, frequencies, and whatnot. And it's going to be just a really, really good show. Hold on for a second. And, I just had to clear my throat. One of the things you don't want to do is clear your throat on the air. It's not a healing sound. Or perhaps if I went, it would be. But if I just did the regular throat clearing. Anyway, today is going to be just a wonderful, wonderful Healing Sounds radio show. And my guest today, and I'll be telling you more about him later, is Alex Sims. And I'm sure that most of you haven't really consciously been aware of Alex's work, but he's been working with us at Healing Sounds for well nigh on a decade. And for those of you who have called in and thought they were speaking to me, well, actually they were speaking to Alex frequently, because I have we have a couple of different offices. So when we have in a couple of days our Healing Sounds intensive. So among other things, we're going to be talking about the Healing Sounds Intensive and some of the other stuff that we do, including the correspondence course, playing some different selections of music that a future Alex's extraordinary vocal harmonics, including The Lost Chord and Ultimate Ohm, and a couple of new things that we did. And we're also going to be discussing some various topics which... Alec and I both share, shall we say, an interesting resonance regarding areas of sound healing, including something such as the relationship between light and sound, as well as the search for magic frequencies. What are magic frequencies? Well, those are the heal-all frequencies, and more and more people, as we get into the realm of sound healing, are really espousing specific frequencies that, are like the proverbial magic bullet, and not the magic bullet with regard to medicine, and that this would be the syringe, the injection that would cure all. And we're going to be talking about those type of things. I like to think of them as sometimes myths in the sound healing field. But before we even go there, I'm going to like to begin by playing some new music. So before we bring Alec on, I'm going to be playing right now something. This is a brand new recording called Waves of Light. And these are the tuning forks that we used on Holy Harmony, the nines. What are they? Some people perceive them as the solfeggio tuning forks, but the sounds that Dr. Joseph Puglia and Dr. Len Horowitz brought forth that may be the sounds of creation. All I can tell you is that when we did a presentation fairly recently, two independent different psychics just held the recording and said, this is great for clearing energy. And I thought, oh, very, very cool. I just use it to, relax and chill out at night. But here, give a listen to a couple of minutes of Waves of Light. It's very relaxing, but won't give you too much time. So you'll be back with us in no time, talking to Alec and being part here of the Healing Sound Show, July 11th, 2007. With me, Jonathan Goldman, our special guest coming up, Alex Sims. Here is a bit from Waves of Light. Okay. Very, very ambient. Yeah.
your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. Earthchannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Gingivitis, gum disease, words you don't want in your mouth. But according to the American Dental Association, 3 out of every 4 adults will develop gum disease. Now there's an all-natural way to fight back. Introducing the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies. Developed by a dentist and clinically tested by a leading university, the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies daily oral rinse and toothpaste was proven to kill the germs that cause gum disease better than the leading brands. Regular use was proven to reduce gingivitis and bleeding gums. The Natural Dentist contains herbs like echinacea and aloe vera and has no alcohol or sugar or harsh chemicals. The Natural Dentist is guaranteed to work or your money back. You can find the Natural Dentist at most drug and health stores, including Trader Joe's, Save-On, Walgreens, and Long's Drug Stores, as well as most health stores, including Whole Foods Markets and Wild Oats. Call 800-615-6895 or visit www.thenaturaldentist.com for more info.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
Here, back again with Jonathan Goldman here on the Healing Sound Show on HealthyLife.net Radio. And my guest, my very, very special guest for today is Alec Sims. I'll tell you a little bit about Alec. He's been involved working closely with myself and my wife, Andy, and anyone associated with the Healing Sounds projects and events for about 10 years. And this includes, of course, the Healing Sounds Intensive, which is coming up in just a couple of days. We'll be talking about that. And he, for those of you who have taken the Healing Sounds Correspondence course, you will recognize Alec as its most sagacious supervisor. Yes, I like the sagacious. That means wise. And in addition, he's an extraordinary teacher and performer of vocal harmonics. His voice is heard on numerous spirit music recordings, including The Lost Chord and Ultimate Ohm, both of which we're going to be hearing excerpts of today, as well as being, Alec is quite versed in metaphysics and the science of sound, the healing aspects of sound and music. And he's also one heck of a guitarist. He and I both recently got done presenting alongside Dr. John Gom, a program called Blues as Healer at the University of Colorado's Music and Health Conference. And, well, we really... shifting the consciousness of those folks who don't understand that any type of music, depending upon the time, the place, and the need of the individual, can have healing results. Alec, welcome to the show.
Hello, Jonathan. And it's a pleasure to be here, and thank you very much for the invitation. We've talked about doing this for
For so long, and indeed this is, I believe, probably just a start, because I think we can get into some just really marvelous dialogues. As I was telling our listeners before, you and I share this, simpatico resonance with regard to a whole lot of different concepts of sound healing. That, I mean, we're in the field of sound now, and as it really begins to reach mainstream, consciousness, and there's, I think, a lot of either misinformation, a lot of myths, or just, people don't acknowledge that we're still really almost just barely in our embryonic stages in terms of sound healing. I know you've been studying sound for a very, very long time now, and have probably, read more books and have more information, than I have, but I think you would probably agree that we're all just beginning in this field, yes?
Absolutely. There's been an explosion of books and information in recent years, books on sound and also books on energy medicine and whatnot, that all of those books, for the most part, speak in sound and frequency metaphors to make their points, at least analogously, about, you know, certain principles of energy medicine. And I do think of sound work in one of its significant aspects as a branch of energy medicine. And yeah, absolutely. And I think there's a lot of information out there that is not wrong. You know, it's, I like to think aloud about this topic, and and it's not by purpose ever to sort of put any system down or denigrate any system that someone may be using, which may be remarkably effective. It's just fun to bring up certain more expansive concepts that I think allow for more possibilities of what can be done with sound rather than getting locked into one.
Well, I mean, one thing, I was just for, you know, briefly talking to a friend of mine who's very well known in sacred geometry, and he was saying to me, he said, well, you know, we must remember that sound is a fifth dimensional energy form. I said, well, at least, and I said, this is so important for us to really understand and acknowledge the fact that sound is just much more than straight frequencies. You know, whether, you know, when we examine the different traditions, I always talk about the creative aspect of sound. Well, probably that creative aspect of sound was coming down from whatever you want to call it, the heavens, from nirvana, from some sort of universal divine force, and it wasn't just the straight three-dimensional sound work that a lot of scientists are working with, yes?
Absolutely, and that's, you know, taking the leap right in, hopefully at the risk of getting myself into trouble, but there's a lot of systems of sound work out there that talk about single sine wave frequencies, that frequency X will do Y for all people at all times. And of the few things that I think are definitely true, I tend to not believe that, because I just believe the world is a lot more complicated, and there's a lot more, or maybe that's not a great word, more is richer and more intricate than that, and there's a lot more expansive freedom beyond, you know, a single sine wave tone.
Well, I think we could
complex.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we could also, if you like, be in agreement. I'd like you to talk about this a little bit too, just the whole concept that that the sound really carries, as our friend Stephen Halpern has said, carries consciousness. So therefore, as we perceive that a sound is going to have a certain effect, it for the most part is going to have this effect. So we really are, so on a level, you know, that formula, frequency plus intent equals healing, or whatever you want the effect to be, I think becomes, the more I work with sound, the more I find this to be true. And I know as the Healing Sounds correspondence course supervisor, advisor, whatever you want to say, you've probably just had hundreds of different people working under you and experiencing different things with their sounds, yes?
Well, absolutely. Well, just to rewind a little bit, I mean, a lot of people may be very familiar with this if they've read your book, Healing Sounds, or attended a workshop, but say a quick piece about your experience when you wrote that book, how you researched a multitude of different chakra resonance systems.
Oh, well, I mean, just, you know, thank you for honoring me on that, but there were probably, I had probably a pile of papers that was closer to 2 feet high that had different systems of using sound healing, and none of them really were in agreement with each other. And then that sort of flash of light, that whatever you want to call it, that lightning bolt that came down, and it was not only the frequency, but the intention of the person creating the frequency that creates the effect, and that literally has changed my life. And that happened close to 20 years ago when I had that revelation, and I think it's just really, really true. You know, with your Healing Sounds, tell us a little bit about the Healing Sounds correspondence course. In a couple of minutes, actually, we're going to be actually taking a break, and I want to play a little bit of an excerpt from The Lost Chord, which features Lamatashi, who's going to be at the Healing Sounds Intensive, and just Laraji, who's going to be there, and myself, and you, and that sweet overtone that you, that is just the Alex Sims overtone, you know, and I use it in a lot of different recordings because it's so fine.
We'll record some new ones one of these days when Jupiter aligns.
yes, indeed. So tell us about
I just think that lays the foundation, you know, that research that you did, just for giving it another base, and you have found all these systems of chakra sound correspondences that were widely different, contradictory, but yet all powerfully effective for different practitioners who are using them. But similarly with the correspondence course, which one thing I love about the way it is set up, it's predominantly experiential, and there's no real information that to precondition people's experiences. It's not set up such that maybe
tell our listeners a little bit about it. I haven't actually mentioned anything until now, ever.
Well, that's what I'm doing, leading into the point. You know,
yeah.
It is not set up so that here, make sound X and expect Y to happen, because it is. That's the way it is. It's guiding people through an experiential journey through their own resonances, both experiential, both energetically and physically. And just people are encouraged to just open up, make the sounds, and really let their voice open and make the sounds, and really tune into their own experience of the sounds, rather than what some reference work says that the sound should do. And it begins with, you know, your system of vowels as mantras, which I believe is a very powerful system to use. But as people evolve, they have the chance to really explore their own sounds and find their own chakra resonance sounds. And that's one of the more fascinating parts of the course. Some people stick, you know, more or less verbatim with the system the course starts with, and some people come up with completely different things that are fascinating. And it just illustrates that we are all unique vibratory beings, and people, when given the chance to really find their own unique sounds, you know, really are a great degree of variation. That,
yeah,
you know, doing the sound work experientially opens up, and you're really tuning into yourself, a la more meditative path, which I think might be one of the more higher methods of coming to knowledge, really tuning into your own internal resonances. It's fascinating, the very different sounds that people come up with and how they shift and change for what seems appropriate just for one individual can shift from day to day at different times of day.
And Alec, they probably work not only with different vowel sounds, but different frequencies and different pitches. Is that
exactly
correct?
Yeah, exactly. Different vowel sounds, the actual phonemes, and also the pitches shift and change that feel appropriate. Some people have gotten very meticulous about notating, my chakra is C or whatnot, and there's a moment of discombobulation, noticing that it shifts around what feels intuitively appropriate or what they're feeling physically on any given day.
Let's take a break for a moment, just because I always like to do each segment ending with a little bit of music. So this
sure.
is from the Lost Chord, and once again, there's all sorts of different chant masters on this recording, but in particular, we have you, and there are those wonderful Bible code frequencies that we can talk a little bit about later. Here comes Lama Tashi, and very, very soon,
beautiful.
You hear this wonderful harmonic, this blossoming tone. That's Alec. Alec will be back after the break.
Beautiful, sir.
Healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman comes the international bestseller, Healing Sounds. Learn
Learn how you can use sound and music for healing and self-transformation. The book is easy to understand with many helpful exercises that you can use yourself. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reading Healing Sounds will change your life.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all at a price you can afford. Go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
Are you pregnant or have small children? Or do you just want to reduce stress? Dolphin Dreams has the sounds of ocean, heartbeats, choral voices, and dolphins. Vogue magazine said of this very special CD, reduce stress without Valium. Try it for yourself, your friends, or your children. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764 for Dolphin Dreams.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
From an ancient sound tradition comes Reiki Chants, the award-winning new CD from Jonathan Goldman, encoded with the energy of the Reiki symbols. For meditation, for relaxation, and for healing, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reiki Chants, as beautiful as it is healing.
You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio, on the web.
Hi, you're here with me, Jonathan Goldman, on the Healing Sound Show, July 11, 2007, with my special guest, Alex Sims, who is our he works with us healing at the Healing Sound Spirit Music operation, as well as just many other things. And Alec, you had wanted to add something to we had a very interesting question we're going to deal with in a minute, but you had wanted to add something to what you were talking about with regard to the Healing Sound's correspondence course, and probably some sort of something about the difference with regard to how people resonate to different sounds, frequencies, etc.
Oh, absolutely, and that I'm going to probably go on for another hour just talking about these, you know, people's unique experiences with making their own sounds. But, to offer a nutshell, I think that is perhaps one of the more powerful aspects of sound work, using your own sounds, voice, and intention to shift and change your own frequencies and vibrational rates, not being locked into, you know, 1X, my heart is frequency X, and that's what you work with. You know, I think the heart is a massive variation in the frequency of people's heart chakra, and part of the power of using your own sounds is to be able to modulate and shift your own energy in an intentional way. And one example of that relates to the question that we had over the break, you know, using sounds to shift and change your brainwave states.
But I mean, this is interesting. We had a caller ask, how can you do this? And, you know, Alec, during these shows, people call in and they ask questions that would require at least an entire hour to really fully respond to. Sometimes we've had stuff, questions on the Tibetan deep voice and whatnot. And actually, I think between the two of us, we ought to at some point do a show dedicated to sonic entrainment, to the whole binaural beat frequency thing, to a show dedicated to this and that, because it's really nice to be able to share with you on this. And I'm just mostly going to direct our listener and anyone who is interested in using sound to shift and change brainwaves to really a classic article that I wrote some years ago called Sonic Entrainment, which is on our website. And our website is www.healingsounds.com. That's www.healingsounds.com. And if you read this really well-written article that took me a whole lot of time to write, it's been published in numerous places, it'll give you information. Alec, do you know exactly where it is on the site? Do you remember it all?
I could pull it up. The website.
That's okay.
I put it on the top menu that says Learn About Sound Healing.
Yeah.
And then you scroll down. I can find it. It's Learn About Sound Healing, and then there's articles and lectures or some such.
I mean, and what's important is that you can use, basically, just in a quick nutshell, two slightly out-of-phase frequencies that are slightly different. One going in one ear, let's say 100 cycles a second, and one going in another ear, 104 cycles a second. And the predominant lobes of the brain may entrain or begin to change their synchronization to around 4 cycles a second, which would then put you into either low theta or the beginnings of delta. But, you know, it's important to also remember, just because your brain is operating at certain frequencies doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be receiving or achieving any sort of state of consciousness, because, as I like to jokingly say, if this were true, we'd all be enlightened, because watching television definitely puts you into a deep state of alpha. So being a couch potato is not the same thing as being a Zen master.
Absolutely. I read an interesting quote online recently, something about talking about meditation techniques, like there are many techniques that will help you to meditate, but the technique is not the meditation. So putting your brain in a certain state is not necessarily, it's a big help, but not necessarily the same as being in a...
Okay, so here we are, the sound Mythbusters. I have to deal with this one just because it's so important. I want to talk about something
briefly.
Yeah,
it's fun to entertain these, you know, just in the spirit of opening to more expansive ideas, you know.
Yeah, well, quickly, I just want to suggest, you know, there's something called the Schumann resonance, which is basically the resonance of the ionosphere of the planet, and it's about 7.83 cycles a second. But the important thing is that this is an average. This is, if you like, a compendium. This frequency moves up and down and changes depending upon weather conditions, solar flares, lightning storms. So it's not one static, solid frequency. And, you know, what happens is that people get really locked in. I just read recently on a website where they're giving you Schumann resonance frequencies and going to have everybody toned to this specific frequency, which is all fine and dandy, because I think any time you make a sound for planetary healing, it's really great. But I mean, it's just sort of, to me, just once again, we're so all looking for that one frequency, and haven't been in this field for 30 some odd years. I keep finding, yeah, this is the frequency of this, or this is the frequency of that, and it makes the sound so very, very third dimensional, and, you know, not multidimensional, and also doesn't really even have an understanding that the fact that when you're dealing with a mean or an average frequency, that is something that can go up to, let's say, 12 or 13 cycles a second, or, you know, go on down, that it, you know, it turns out to be a particular 7.8 or 7.5 or 8 or whatever you want to call it, that's still not, you know, it's not a constant frequency. It's fluid. And because it's fluid, just like we are, you know, you can't say, well, this is the frequency for this or that.
Exactly. It's the world in general is full of fluid processes that go through a wide range. And the Schumann resonance is an example of, you know, a range of frequencies. And even a pitch, I hope, you know, people who are into sound, as therapists who may not have a musical background, you know, like the note C is not a pinpoint thing. There's a range of frequencies that we put the label C on.
Hey, like let's hear
range,
a little
just
bit.
Like there's a range of hues that we put the color red on. It's not
let's
one.
Talk more about that after our break, but first a little bit of the Ultimate Ohm featuring myself and the Marvelous Harmonics of Alex Sim, our guest today. Alex, Here is some more of your just great sounds briefly.
Beautiful.
Healing Sounds Intensive, a unique, once-a-year, 9-day training with Jonathan Goldman in Loveland, Colorado. Learn how to use sound for healing and experience new dimensions of consciousness. For more information, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Healing Sounds Intensive. Your life will never be the same.
Gingivitis, gum disease, words you don't want in your mouth. But according to the American Dental Association, 3 out of every 4 adults will develop gum disease. Now there's an all-natural way to fight back. Introducing the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies. Developed by a dentist and clinically tested by a leading university, the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies daily oral rinse and toothpaste was proven to kill the germs that cause gum disease better than the leading brands. Regular use was proven to reduce gingivitis and bleeding gums. The Natural Dentist contains herbs like echinacea and aloe vera and has no alcohol or sugar or harsh chemicals. The Natural Dentist is guaranteed to work or your money back. You can find the Natural Dentist at most drug and health stores, including Trader Joe's, Save-On, Walgreens, and Long's Drug Stores, as well as most health stores, including Whole Foods, Markets, and Wild Oats. Call 800-615-6895 or visit www.thenaturaldentist.com for more info.
Experience a new level of tranquility with Ultimate Om by Jonathan Goldman. Voted one of the top 20 must-have New Age music albums, this amazing CD will create an atmosphere of calmness and balance like you've never experienced. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Ultimate Om for deep inner peace. From sound healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman comes the international bestseller Healing Sounds. Learn how you can use sound and music for healing and self-transformation. The book is easy to understand with many helpful exercises that you can use yourself. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reading Healing Sounds will change your life.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Healing Sound Show on HealthyLife.net radio with my special guest, my good friend and colleague, Alex Sims, and we've been talking about just lots of different things. Alex and I frequently just will sit and talk about various aspects of sound, and as we were talking about in the beginning, we are really still in our infancy, if not our embryonic stage of sound healing, so really people make a lot of claims or blanket statements that this is true, and the question is it really? If you've studied enough of this stuff, you realize that there are many different roads that go to Rome. But I thought we definitely would want to talk about for a moment. We began to touch on the idea of the color of sound, which is known as the timbre, which is spelled timbre, T I M-B-R-E, and this has to do with harmonics. And Alec, you're a master of seeing harmonics. I wrote a book on it, but you are by far a fabulous master of making them and teaching them. What do you teach people about harmonics in 10 seconds or less? I mean, don't take your time.
Oh, that's very kind. Thank you. Yes, well, there's still about 16 weeks worth of coursework exercises into 30 seconds. So.
Right.
But in a nutshell, I mean, I think of harmonics as just another way of using your voice, it's not the be-all and end-all of anything by any means, it's just another option to have on your toning palette that when you can begin to articulate them definitely add a certain powerful, different, energetic charge to your tones from the listener's perspective. But perhaps more importantly is just the experience, the resonances that you create within yourself, and one doesn't really even need to be very advanced as far as having clear harmonics that sound like bells and whistles, because the course begins with toning straight vowel sounds, and I believe that's a piece that should not be rushed through or put down, because when you're just toning the straight vowel sounds, you're already working with harmonics in a very powerful way, because they're all already there in the various combinations of formants that are already inherent in the vowels. You know.
How would you define, in 10 words or less or whatever, the concept of harmonics?
Harmonics are just a natural part of the way sound manifests everywhere around us, you know, in addition to a single frequency, which is what we usually talk about when we talk about a sound. It's a pitch C, or it's frequency 256 or whatnot. That's just the bass note. But in addition to that, there's this potentially infinite a number of other tones that are all geometric multiples of that fundamental. So for every sound, say if you had a sound that was resonating at 10 cycles per second, the next, there's also an overtone going on double that, 20 cycles per second. At three times that, 30 cycles per second, ad infinitum.
Well, it's interesting. Sometimes, if people perceive of, we're talking about the colors of sound, just as you can take a prism and hold it up into a clear light and have the prism break down the whole spectrum of color, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, harmonics are actually sort of composite frequencies that simultaneously occur anytime a sound is created, so that the not only the color of sound, but really, this one tone that you seemingly are hearing is actually a whole composite of different frequencies called harmonics, and different instruments, depending upon what they are, have different harmonics that are most prominent that makes for the sound of a violin versus an oboe versus a guitar versus all the extraordinary things in her voice.
Absolutely, and like pure sine wave tones, which, when people say frequency X does Y, that one number of a frequency, and pure sine wave tones do not exist in the natural world. They're artificial creations that sound like the TV emergency broadcast signal. Beep, they're unpleasant, unnatural sounding.
This is something that just got to play a minute of it because I spent so much time doing it. This is from one of our intensives, one of the jams that we all did together.
Yeah, a little musical.
So let's just get a listen to this for a second. Didn't mean to pop it in quite so abruptly, but then again, here we are.
Are you pregnant or have small children? Or do you just want to reduce stress? Dolphin Dreams has the sounds of ocean, heartbeats, choral voices, and dolphins. Vogue magazine said of this very special CD, reduce stress without Valium. Try it for yourself, your friends, or your children. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764 for Dolphin Dreams.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcasting coders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. Earthchannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
From an ancient sound tradition comes Reiki Chants, the award-winning new CD from Jonathan Goldman, encoded with the energy of the Reiki symbols. For meditation, for relaxation, and for healing, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reiki Chants, as beautiful as it is healing.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, you're here with me, Jonathan Goldman, here on Healing Sounds Radio Show on www.healthylife.net, and my very special guest, Alec Sin, who, and Alec works with me and my wife, Andy, at our everything from our Healing Sounds Intensive to doing the Healing Sounds Correspondence Course to being as we all are, chief cook and bottle washer. And we were just hearing an excerpt from a jam we did. God, Alec, was that back in 2001?
2001, at before the Healing Sounds Intensive. We always do a little staff.
Right, we sort of would get together and invoke these different entities before the actual, we still do, before the actual intensive begins. So we would do that on a Friday night, and that one had, oh gosh, everybody was there. I think Laraji, Sarah Benson, Andy, and, I'm actually going to play a little bit more of that because I spent a little time editing that down from a 60-minute thing, and it's so quite nice. Hey, anything you want to say about the Healing Sounds Intensive, which is coming up in 2 days, and we probably have close to 100 people from throughout the planet for that one, don't we?
I know, it seems crazy, a couple days. But it seems like we just did it
three months ago.
The year just blazes by.
It just blazes by.
You know, I
was thinking that one of the major, it's a training, there's no question. We teach people everything from tuning forks to harmonics to mantras to, crystals to, bringing in through initiations into sound and doing all sorts of things. But I was thinking that really probably the most important thing that goes on are not only the personal vibratory shifts that occur for each and every person, but the fact that we work together as a group in order to create frequency shifts on the planet. Would you agree?
Definitely, and that's what makes every new year fun and exciting, that every group brings a new energy and life to it, and that synergistic power of the group working with sound, the way everyone's sound and energies and voices, the way they blend together, I believe forms a, you know, a whole that's greater than the sum of its parts. That has a, you know, I believe, very wide-ranging resonances.
And, you know, for me, I mean, it's so interesting because, you know, we keep it to, with our staff, and we have, you know, myself, my wife Andy, Alec, a fellow named Jim Albani, who works with sacred geometry and sound, a fellow named Laraji, who's, we were just listening to his wonderful celestial zither. We've Kim Aaron, who's a great, I mean, she's done a lot of work. She's done an album with Dr. Andrew Wong. We have all these different teachers and chant master Lama Tashi, the Grammy nominated Tibetan monk who is just one of the great deep voice people on the planet. He teaches about using compassion through sound and stuff like that. And we have all these great people, and we keep it to a certain size because I guess we could probably even double it if we wanted, but it doesn't then have the intimacy, and we really want that intimacy. We do the intensive in a workshop with this extraordinary grid formation in the middle, and some really, I mean, you know, do you have a favorite thing about the intensive?
Yeah, well, just continuing that theme, it's always, the number is always about 90-ish, including staff, which is a good number. It creates a large, powerful group, but it's not so big that it creates a crowd scene.
Right.
But probably the favorite part is just doing the toning in the groups, especially the day of toning.
Yeah, that's always a great
one. We work with this stuff all year round, but this is one of the few times a year where we could really experience and be immersed in those sounds in a powerful group setting. And the day of toning, which we do a 12-hour day from 9 p.m. of toning and silence.
Which is outrageous, because a lot of people have never toned for more than 15, 20 minutes, or even just made an, for more than a couple of seconds. But here we're doing it, and it's, you know, you don't get hoarse or anything, because we do it in breaks.
And it's quiet, too. It's not operatic singing all day long.
Right.
Gentler tones are
better. Yeah, that's one of my favorite. And another one, I think, is also when we create what I call the group merkaba of sound.
Oh, absolutely.
Actually make this, if you like, multidimensional geometric form. I was mentioning to Alec that I just saw a wonderful movie called The Last Mimsy that I'm going to recommend to everybody. It's a kid's movie, but it really has such really cool stuff about sacred geometry and sound encoded in it that for those who know, they go, wow, this is really cool. But we create this multidimensional field, which we use specific tones and colors and, you know, intention intervals and, you know, to create this, you know, geometric, you know, fluid pattern. And it's very, very, I think, important and powerful for planetary healing and planetary work. And it's that's also one of mine, because you can actually feel this thing. You can feel the form, the energy that we're creating through this. And that always, to me, is the, you know, the litmus test or whatever type of test you want to call it, the acid test, where if you can feel something, you know, in a group and everybody can feel the, you know, subtle energy, but the vibrations of this group or kaba, then, you know, something is going on.
Yeah, that's a brilliant thing as well. And I think that's another example of sound creating form, in this case a group energetic form. And you can feel it, and also people that are in the group have more clairvoyant types of perceptions always have very fascinating things to report about what they're experiencing from that event.
It's, it's always wonderful what you can do with a large group of people who go through sort of a training. So we have a common verbiage, if you like, and there are people who are total neophytes in the field of sound, and there are master sound healers who come to this, and yet we all basically resonate at the same level, because we sort of, if you like, started with a common vocabulary. I've been doing, what is this, our 12th one coming up now?
Yes.
Yeah, and so we've been doing this for so many years that we have, you know, a way of taking first step, second step, third step, fourth step, and we all are on the same step together, if you like, and therefore, when we work together, and I always like to say that we create fields of light and love through sound during this whole thing, and if everybody's sort of got a combined, you know, an agreed upon, co-created consciousness, what do they call it, a consensus consciousness, of people who basically go, okay, you know, this is where we're operating from, then really miracles can occur.
Absolutely. So I think that's one of the fascinating things about the intensive. A group of, on one level, strangers come together on day one, but within a day or two, people are beginning to feel like family, and there's such a community that builds over the workshop. And I think,
well,
this
is
a metaphor for what could be done with sound on a global scale as far as harmonizing people.
I would like to, Alex, thank you very much, and I'm going to invite you back. I think we have another show happening in August 8th, and I think we should just continue this dialogue. In the interim, I want to bring up this beautiful intensive jam that we had, and I'll see you soon at the intensive. People, please, I'll be back after our break, but I want you to listen to a little bit more of this beautiful, beautiful Healing Sounds intensive jam.
I love it, Jonathan. Thank you very much.
Putting it together. Thanks, Alec, again.
Thank you.
And everybody, see you real soon.
Try the Tantra of Sound Harmonizer by Andy and Jonathan Goldman for a new sound experience. This is the first CD that will simultaneously balance your brain waves and your chakras, enhancing health and harmony within and without. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Harmonizer will harmonize you.
Our national parks have always been there for us, standing as silent reminders of who we are and what it means to be an American. They're full of history, of memories, of majesty. But now these great American treasures need our help. I'm Richard Dreyfuss, asking you to help preserve America's national parks. Visit AmericansForNationalParks.org today, because there's just too much to lose.
This is a public service announcement from Americans for National Parks and this radio station.
The Healing Sounds Intensive, a unique, once-a-year, 9-day training with Jonathan Goldman in Loveland, Colorado. Learn how to use sound for healing and experience new dimensions of consciousness. For more information, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Healing Sounds Intensive. Your life will never be the same.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
So, hi, this is Jonathan Goldman again here on the Healing Sounds radio show on HealthyLife.net, and it's just been a real pleasure to be talking to you, and particularly with my friend and colleague Alex Sims, who I have invited back for our next show, August 8th, so we can dialogue a little bit more, because there were a lot of things that I really wanted to talk about that we just simply didn't even have time to touch into, such as the relationship between sound and light and just other stuff. And who knows, maybe my dear wife Andy will be able to join us on that show and we'll have a three-way conversation about the what went on in the Healing Sounds Intensive this time, and just all sorts of other stuff. So listen, tune in Wednesday, August 8th, same time, same station, here on the Healing Sound Show, and just, be blessed with lots of light and love for the sound, and particularly on the 17th of this month, that's a good time.
time to make some sound. There's some planetary shifts and changes happening, but